Louis Phelan is there. Louis, good afternoon. You contacted us early this morning. What happened?
Joe, how you doing? At 7:15 this morning, Joe, a fella knocked at the door, a workman, wanting us to move our cars over driveway that they were fitting the water meters for Mr. Enda Kennedy, if you want to put it that way. But the disruption they have on the road over the last 2 days is absolutely disgraceful. Cars can't park anywhere. You can't get up your road to get
home. I thought they
were.
Apparently, there's 150,000 metres already in. Now, I know there's nearly a million to go, Ian, but apparently they're flying through them.
No, well, they may go, but it's at the cost of the taxpayer who's being disrupted every day. Like, the last 2 days here in the state, we can't get out. When we do get out, we're blocked for 10 or 15 minutes with the lorries and the putting in concrete or taking away any spoil. It's just absolutely disgraceful. Like, I can't get in, bring my car to my driveway tonight now because they have it all blocked up. And we have the road, there's cars parked either side of the road, which is extremely dangerous for the young kids on the road as well.
They're allowed, apparently, install the meters between 7:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. And it's going to be from next weekend. Well, it's nearly bright till 7:30 in the evening now. Next weekend, from next weekend on, it'll definitely be bright at 7:30. And by the way, they're allowed installing between 8 and 1 on a Saturday.
Oh, we didn't know. We weren't informed in this estate this was happening. We may have got leaflets in the door, but I never seen them. It's just the disruption is crazy. And to be get a knock at the door at 7:15 in the morning to ask you to move your own car or your driveway, that's so they can do work to pay more tax than every other tax we're paying, is absolutely disgraceful.
And well, your man was prepping for the 7:30 start, was he?
Yeah, and they started about 7:20 then. So they're trying to get extra work done on the estate.
Okay, 150,000 in.
It's going to be a health and safety issue, Joe, especially in this area, because, as I say, the young kids, there's trucks that shouldn't be on the road. They give out refuse trucks on the roads. There's trucks on this road that shouldn't be on the road. It's blocking up everything. It's absolutely crazy.
Okay, that's Louis Phelan and Luke on 51551.